This is Dressed Up for a Talking Down. You may choose in this session, this shared daydream session down the hallway. You may choose to kneel when that is presented. If so, have a cushion handy on the floor. Don't start that way. Only kneel when you hear yourself told to do so. Or if you prefer, indulge in that imagination of yours and simply kneel there. In our shared reality. This session is unlikely to cause any kind of discomfort emotionally. However, if you find yourself either allergic to latex or uncomfortable with being lectured, you may want to skip this one. The phrasing that you will use for your intent is, I am well behaved. I am well behaved. Bring about a feeling of inner relaxation in the whole body. Concentrate on the body and become aware of the importance of complete stillness. Develop your awareness of the body from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. And say in your mind, my mind is still, still, still. And my body is relaxed, relaxed, relaxed. Complete stillness and complete awareness of the whole body. Say again in your mind, my mind is still, 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 and my body is relaxed, relaxed, relaxed. Continue your awareness of the whole body, the whole body, the whole body. State your intent to yourself at this point. The intent will be very simple. A few words only. State this intention 3 times with awareness, feeling, and emphasis. Now we begin rotation of consciousness, rotation of awareness, by taking a trip through the different parts of the body. Repeat the part in your mind and simultaneously become aware of that part of the body. Keep yourself alert, yet avoid concentrating too intensely. Become aware of the right hand. Right thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, palm of the right hand, back of the hand, the right wrist, the lower arm, the elbow, the upper arm, the shoulder, the armpit. Become aware of the right waist, the right hip, the right thigh, the kneecap, the calf, the ankle, the heel, the sole. Become aware of the top of the right foot, the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Become aware of the left hand, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, palm of the left hand, back of the hand, the wrist, the lower arm, the left elbow, the upper arm, the shoulder, the armpit. Become aware of the left waist, the left hip, the left thigh, the kneecap, the calf, the ankle, the heel, the sole of the left foot. Become aware of the top of the foot, the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Now to the back. Become aware of the right shoulder blade, the left shoulder blade, the right buttock, the left buttock, the spine, the whole back together. Now, go to the top of the head, the top of the head, the forehead, both sides of the head, the right eyebrow, the left eyebrow, the space between the eyebrows, the right eyelid, the left eyelid, the right eye, the left eye, the right ear, the left ear, the right cheek, the left cheek, the chin, the throat, the right side of the chest, the left side of the chest, the middle of the chest, the navel, the abdomen, the whole of the right leg, the whole of the left leg, both legs together, the whole of the right arm, whole of the left arm, both arms together, the whole of the back, buttocks, spine, shoulder blades, the whole of the front, abdomen, chest, the whole of the back in front together, the whole of the head, the whole body together, the whole body together. Now that your body is completely relaxed and you are aware of every part, imagine that you're standing in the very center of your own brain. You are only a quarter of an inch tall and you can stand easily within the small cavity that is formed by your pineal gland above and your pituitary gland below. is safe and warm and comfortable. You notice a wonderful and strange thing. This place is full of light, memories, visions of understanding, intuitions, flashes of inspiration, feelings of connectedness and relationship with all life. Notice how these images pass by you like beautifully colored birds, flowing pictures and primary shapes. Allow the understandings to come to you naturally and easily. Notice how your body feels with each image you encounter. Just make a note of it and let it pass by. In this wonderful space, there is quiet, serenity, peace. It is also a magical space. Above is the pineal, the key to your spiritual connection with higher consciousness. Below you is the pituitary, the key to the physical dimension of self. In this space, between the two, is the magic of pure creativity. We are going to travel deeper into yourself, into this headspace, which is myself, by going down a beautiful staircase that leads somehow perfectly connected to a hall that resides in your mistress's daydream headspace. The Empress's spot of pure magical creativity, this isn't just a staircase. It is a bridge between you and I, linking us. There are 100 steps leading down and around, and although you can't see the bottom of the stairs from here, you know that there is a beautiful place waiting at the bottom of the stairs just for you. Notice the staircase, notice the carpet if there is one, and if so, see how it is a perfect shade of your favorite color. Or perhaps the stairs are made of marble or wood, and if so, that's okay. It's all right. On either side of the staircase is a beautiful firm banister that makes you feel safe and secure. The banister is smooth and polished from so many hands and trips going down, and you place your hand lightly on it. On each step are the numbers going down from 100, and they go all the way down to 0. And somehow you know that the deeper down you go, the more comfortable and the more relaxed you will become. And you really want to walk down those stairs. And you intuitively know that each and every step will take you down, down, down into a wonderful feeling of calm and comfort. So get ready now to begin walking down the stairs. That is, if you haven't already started. And you are going down and down and down, stepping deeper and deeper and deeper. You might even decide to let the stairs fade away before you reach the bottom. And if you do, that's fine, because you still know which number you're at. Good. You are relaxing more and more with each step down, going further and further and closer to me. Continue walking down as I'm quiet for a few moments. At times, you might even feel like you're floating down. Now, bring your attention back to my voice and look down at the numbers, noticing how quickly you're going down. Continue walking down deeper and deeper, open and obedient. Good feelings pour over you as you continue going down the stairs. Every nerve, every cell, every fiber, every consciousness of your body is deeply and comfortably relaxed. And you're relieved to finally be here, ever closer to your destination. You go down the hallway and you choose the room. It's already been chosen for you because there is just one door that's slightly open. And you go in. As you walk into this room, you find yourself in a nice, open, decorated tastefully front room. I'm there, and I am definitely dressed for a nice evening out. Gown cut in the perfect way to show off the perfect assets. Sparkling necklace around my throat. Almost ironic that it's a bit of a choker or collar necklace, isn't it? My hair is up, showing off those earrings that you chose for me on the last holiday. I love these little touches. I love showing you how much you mean to me. But the last time we went out, we had a little bit of a problem. Someone decided to be a little too free with the way that they talked. And someone also decided to be a little too free with the flowing beverages. So I beckon you to me, and I point to the spot on the floor where your very, very considerate mistress has set a cushion for you. Kneel. And you do. You, also dressed in your nice formal wear, also ready for this wonderful evening out that we've been looking forward to. Oh, I can tell. Someone is also a little fixated on the fact that I'm wearing gloves. Silly, silly pet. These gloves are for decoration. These are not the same as what we played with last night, are they? Can you remember the feel of those latex gloves on your skin, exploring you, rubbing you, grabbing you, repositioning you in every way I wanted you to be? Oh, sure. We both know. that if for some reason you decided that you wanted to be the one to grab me, you could probably do so. But I love that. I love having you obey. I love having you accept whatever position I put you in, either with my words or my touches. Accepting it because you serve me. You trust me. You let me set the course for us, and I love that. And I also love knowing that you could overpower me, but you don't. You wouldn't. And so you kneel in your finery before me. And I walk around you. This is always your hint that you better listen. Things that I expect from this evening. I will not open a single door. Not the front door, not the car door, not even the door to the bathroom if I should need to use it. You will pay attention to where I am and my needs. That includes doors. I know what you're thinking because I know you so well. You're thinking, well, the bathroom. The door to the bathroom might be a little tricky to know when to reopen it. No, of course not, because you will be in there with me. Make up any excuse if you feel like you need to, but do we ever really worry about what others think of us? Do we? I will not go and fetch any drink for myself because I do not fetch because one of us sometimes plays the role of puppy and the other one of us does not. I expect you to know what it is that I would like to drink. Don't look so worried. You know me. You can do this. Oh. And on that same line of thinking, I also expect you to order for me. We are going to play the role of loving, dear person who dotes on me and takes care of me. And somewhat demure, happy me willing to be taken care of. You know what I like. You know I like when you order. You know I like thinking that the waiter or waitress or the hostess of the party sees you as delightfully old-fashioned. I like them thinking that maybe you're a little controlling. Maybe you insist on making the decisions. That maybe the reason I never hold the umbrella, I never put on my own jacket, I never open the door, and God forbid, I never carry my own boxes or walk somewhere by myself is because maybe You insist on doing all those things for me out of some old-fashioned notion that I need taken care of. I love it because it is kinda true, isn't it? But instead of being because I am weak, which we both know I'm not, it is because this service thrills you. It absolutely thrills you. It is how you show your love for me. And in return, I show my love for you by making sure that you are always pleasing, by redirecting you, like now, whenever you need it, by giving you those silly, happy, vanilla moments of lounging around on the sofa, watching a show together, of giving you those intense moments of wrists with ropes around them stretched out either side of the bed, ankles the same way, and either that delightful vibrating toy or maybe the little electric pulsing one doing its magic. I show you I love you by warming your bottom, by leaving welts on you, by dressing you in pretty things, oh, never to humiliate you. Because it would be wrong for you to be humiliated or degraded by the things that I love. Because what would that say about me? Am I wrong for wanting to see you? For wanting to see you exactly as I see you? To see you in something soft. To see you in those favorite jeans of mine with the t-shirt and the sandals, because you know the outfit always gets you fucked. To see you in your PJs, cuddly and snuggly and wanting to be close. The perfect little spoon. But this is about this evening. And this evening, you will not embarrass me. You will have perfect manners, you will be devoted to me, and you will look at me with those shining eyes full of love, like you're doing now. And every woman in that room is going to wish she could be me. Is going to wish that she had someone looking at her the way that you look at me. And we are going to wish the same for her. Because everyone deserves this. What we have. Everyone deserves this connection. I love being so connected to you. I love having a dozen different ways at any given moment that I can explore more with you. Bringing us closer, always more intertwined. But if you screw up, and if you get drunk, and if you forget a door, and if you make that same stupid joke a dozen times during dinner, when we come home, you're sleeping in the crate. And now, because we do have other things to get on to, it is going to be time for you to wake up and to leave this spot. Don't worry, we can always come back. I'm going to count from 0 to 5, and when I reach 5, you can choose to either wake up fully for your day, or, if you prefer, go ahead and drift off into a natural sleep. But you will need to leave this room, leave the hall, and leave the stairs, and leave trance by the time I've count to 5. 0 1 2